What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for this morning's look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. A group of 686 citizens demanded on Monday the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, to veto Bill 890, which will allow mayors, corregimiento representatives, and their deputies to receive a salary higher than that corresponding to the position for which they were elected. In a note received by the Ministry of Presidency, signed by, among others, Freddie Pitti, is stated that the project violates Articles 19 and 302 of the Constitution, which indicates that there will be no jurisdictions and privileges and that public servants are obliged to personally perform the functions for which they were assigned. Citizen signatures were collected through the change.org platform, and that was between the 30th of September and the 2nd of October. Bill 890, approved last Thursday, September the 29th, in the third debate by the National Assembly, allows, for example, public servants who are elected as mayors and representatives to choose which of the two salaries they want to receive. If the one that corresponds to them in the local government or the one they received at the time of being elected. This will allow, for example, that a doctor who works in a public sector centre can, if he so wishes, continue to receive that salary and not the one that corresponds to his municipality or community board, or that Ethelvina de Bonegas continues to earn $14,000 a month as rector of the Autonomous University of Chiriquí, even though in May of 2024 she is elected to a position in local government. According to the Assembly, Project 890 responds to an issue, better salary, without entering into a salary conflict. The Tocumen International Airport SA filed a lawsuit claiming against the construction company Odebrecht the payment of at least $20.7 million. This is for the damages and losses caused by the non-delivery of Terminal 2 within the term or in the terms and conditions, the contractual conditions. The information was communicated on Monday by Tocumen in a press release. It is said that since June the 22nd, Terminal 2 has been used for passenger processing, although the works were not received as dictated by the contract with Odebrecht. For this reason, the airport has had to incur expenses. The lawsuit also considers damages for lost profits caused to Tocumen SA for the income not received from the rental or commercial premises due to Odebrecht's failure to deliver the work within the agreed term and conditions. Tocumen's claim is presented in full litigation with Odebrecht, now called CNO, for the annulment of the construction contract for the new terminal and the intention to disqualify the company from contracting with the Panamanian state. The process is settled before the Public Procurement Administration Court, where there is currently an appeal filed by Odebrecht. Before the construction company tried to get the court to declare itself competent to deal with the matter, since Odebrecht wanted it to be settled in an arbitration sphere. Now, according to CNO, Tocumen did not have the power to annul the contract, since any disagreement had to be resolved at the Conciliation and Arbitration Centre of the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture. The Airport Administration cancelled the contract on September the 28th of 2021 after multiple addenda to grant more time and money to Odebrecht. The work ultimately has cost $917 million. The opposition party, Cambio Democratico, already has a candidate in the single-member circuit 13-2 of Capira, West Panama. This is the community leader, Eduardo Vasquez, who received the endorsement of the group's board of directors last Sunday. That circuit is the political fiefdom of the current 8-2 deputy, which in 2024 will be 13-2, Yanibel Abrego. Abrego was apparently unaware of that decision, although she is supposedly endorsed by the CD Board of Directors, of which she is the General Secretary. The decision was communicated by Romelu Roux, current president of CD, and who has an internal dispute with Abrego for control of the party. With Eduardo Vasquez as the next deputy of the CD in Capira, the what's for me that has robbed even hope from this noble district that has so much potential will end Rue assured on his Twitter account. Abrego reacted also via Twitter and said that Vasquez's candidacy is fingered. Alleging lack of funds, realising goals, the RM party, led by former President Ricardo Martinelli, announced to the Electoral Tribunal that the event to choose the directors of the district councils, which had been scheduled for next October the 16th, was suspended. The reason, according to a resolution dated the 3rd of September, issued by the party, and which was published in Electoral Bulletin 5174-B last Thursday, is that the political group ran out of funds for this activity. The resolution reads the following. Quote, upon receiving from the Electoral Tribunal, at our request, the budget for the services required for the organisation and conduct of these elections, we are aware that the costs are in line with reality, but the truth is that we do not have those economic resources to defray these costs, unquote. He adds, quote, that we are a new party without public financing, which places us in a state of inequality and lack of equity by not having the resources that the big parties and those that receive economic subsidies from the state do have, unquote. In a document signed by the members of the National Commission of Internal Elections, among them Alma Cortes, President, Alejandro Perez, Vice President, and Tomás Martinelli, Secretary, among others, it is also indicated that the election of the boards of directors of townships will remain, quote, tentatively for the dates of the primaries to elect the presidential candidate and other positions of popular election agreed for the first week of the months of June and July 2023. This request to suspend the October 16th event was reiterated to the Tribunal Electoral, Tomás Martinelli, in a note dated the 21st of September, one day before the Electoral Corporation published the suspension in the bulletin. Tomás Martinelli, Secretary of the National Commission for Internal Elections of the RM Party, reported that the elections were suspended for causes beyond his control. There was an appeal for reconsideration against the decision to suspend the event, but the Tribunal Electoral sources said that no one challenged the Commission's decision. Through Resolution 4 of March 24th of 2021, the Tribunal Electoral recognised the legal existence of the RM Party. From then on, this political party has held at least two internal elections on April the 24th of this year, to elect the Secretaries of Youth and Women, and on July the 24th, an extraordinary Congress to reform the statute and file vacancies of the Board of Directors. Among the changes endorsed in the statutes of the Congress of the 24th of July is that the Board of Directors will be able to nominate candidates for popular election positions who are not registered in the party, including firm candidates for free application. The two aforementioned elections were marked by the fact that Martinelli, investigated for corruption cases, availed himself of the electoral criminal jurisdiction. In fact, as a result of the fact that he invoked the jurisdiction and that two of the three magistrates of the Tribunal Electoral endorsed Martinelli's claims, the case reached the Supreme Court of Justice, which on the 8th of September determined in a ruling that the Tribunal Electoral exceeded its jurisdiction and that the jurisdiction cannot be an obstacle to a criminal proceeding. The National Police asked to reject a bill that will allow personnel with tattoos to enter their ranks. The organic law of the police prohibits the entry of people with tattoos or lobe holes for this reason. On August the 18th, the bill was presented in the National Assembly to modify the norm and eliminate this prohibition, except in those cases in which the tattoo expresses values contrary to the ethical principles of the institution or related to organised crime groups. But the National Police asked the National Assembly not to approve this bill. We are guarantors of the Constitution and the law. We are here to enforce it, but the institutional position is not to allow the possession of tattoos. We continue and recommend that our proposal be approved. This is of rejection, said Commissioner Rolando Aponte, who attended a meeting at the National Assembly Government Justice and Constitutional Affairs Commission on Monday to analyse the modification proposal. The Panama Canal expects the passage of 200 ships loaded with passengers in the 22-23 season, which began this October and ends next May. An interesting fact in the itinerary of the waterway is that of the 200 cruise ships that will pass through the locks, 44 transits will correspond to ships of Neo-Panamax dimensions. The cruise season that is just beginning, according to Albano Aguilar, specialist in international trade of the Vice Presidency of Corporate Affairs, will become a record year in transits of Neo-Panamax ships, which will allow more tourists to carry out activities in the country. According to the annual report of the Panama Canal in fiscal year 2019, 224 ships with passengers transited to later go to 242. This was in the 2020 period, and dropped to 17 cruise ships in 2021 as a result of the pandemic, the paralysis of tourism and cruise travel. The fiscal year of the Panama Canal Authority begins every October the 1st and ends on September the 30th of the following year. As in previous years, for this season, the main shipping lines such as Holland America, Princess Cruises, Norwegian Cruise Line, Carnival Cruise Line and Royal Caribbean Cruises maintain their proposal to offer itineraries to carry out complete and partial transits through the Panama Canal. The season kicked off with the passage of the Carnival Spirit cruise ship from the Carnival Cruise Line Shipping Company, which completed a 16-day journey from Seattle, Washington, to New Orleans in Louisiana. During this period, 12 cruise ships will transit the Panama Canal for the first time. Fridtjof of Nansen, Seabourn Venture, World Navigator, Celebrity Edge, Sea Cloud Spirit, World Voyager, Eve Rimar, Le Belliot, Spirit of Adventure, and also from the Viking Company, the Viking Neptune, Viking Octantis, and Viking Polaris ships. And that's it. There we go. That's some of those things that are relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you this morning on The Breakfast Show.